Zog the Gemara again, Daf Chof Hey, Omed Beis, three lines from the bottom. Tanya Reb Shimon Loza Oimer, Eim Adlikim B'Tzori, you're not allowed to use for Ner Shabbos Tzori, which is a balsam oil, which has a very good fragrance. Since it has such a good smell, My Taima Omer Rabbe Mitech Sherecha Noidev, because it has such a good smell, Gzera Shami Yistapek, a person might take some of the oil, remove it from the container that it's in, where the wicker's light is being lit from, and if you remove some of the oil, if you mistapek, it's considered yichai because of mechaba. You're extinguishing the light. It goes out earlier, or you might be mechaba be'etzem. So it's a gzera shema yistapek mimenu. You might come to take some of the oil, and that's considered that yichai mishu mechaba. Zog the Gemara, omale abaye, daf chavovam and aleph, leime ma b'mneshu of. Why do you have to say the reason is? Because of what? Because you might be mistapek. And that's considered kibui. Lema mar, say the reason neshu of Zogdrashi, nidbak bekois labayis, umalik sabayis. If it's going to light the house, so then you're going to come to mechaba the home. So what if you say you're mechaba because you might be mistapek? You're mechaba because you might going to extinguish the fire that the sparks just caused, because that's what type of flame it causes. It's off. So Tosfos says, Akasha, the Gemara should ask, it's not an Issa Shabbos, because of Shabbos, because of Shemi Yistapik, it's an Issa Bechol too, because it's Sakona, Bechol Tamin, Lamin Litzer. So when there's a Chash of Af, that your fire, your house might burn down, then it's an Issa that's not exclusive Shabbos Issa, it's an Issa in the weekday too. Now, Zog the Gemara, besides the chash of af, there's another reason too. Chad b'neshu af. Number one, it's af, so you might come to be mechaba. V'oid gzera shem yistapik mimenu. Meaning, even if let's say you solve the problem of af, let's say you have a fireproof walls and it's not going to be af, or you have some type of protection, it's not going to be af. There's still another gzera. You might come to be mechaba by utilizing some of the shemen. So there's two reasons you can use it on Shabbos. Tosfos says the kasha should be also bechol too because of the sakona. But the be'etzim, it's also on Shabbos because either you'll be mechaber because it's af, or even if there's no chashash mechaber because it's not, it's going to be protected, it's not going to be af, you might be mistapik and you also chayv as mechaber because you're taking some of the shemen, which is noidif, which is a good smell, a very good fragrance. So Tosfos here says, chadav ha'oid ko'omar, v'koshel ri, when the Gemara gives the teretz, that there's two reasons why emad likin b'tzori, why you can't use the balsam oil. Because it's either Yishem Yistapik or because it's off. Fractasis Vikoshli the Tanya Besomuch Hatsori Enol Sraf Mi Atse Aktaf. The Tsori is the oil that comes from the Atse Aktaf. It's not a Shemana Yoitzim in Apri, but it's a Shemana that comes from this bark. So if that's the case, that's the reason why you can't use it. Why? And the reason is Mashma Da Tamli Fishena Nimshacha Apsila. It doesn't light well with the wick. I mean, the wick doesn't absorb it well, this type of oil. So, we'll have to come on to another reason because it's af, or because Shemi is tapik, it doesn't light well. That's why you can't use it on Shabbos. Now, Rashi, later on in the sugya of Tzori, Rashi says, Ey, madlikim b'tzori, Rashi brings two reasons. One reason, Itaka says, because it's not nimshach ha-chapsila yofa. But then Rashi brings another reason, that lishnachina, that laf tamil milsi yoiv. It's just a statement about tzori, but not because it's not nimshach achapsila. So Tosfos is obviously asking only according to the first lishna in Rashi, not according to the second lishna. So the Or Sameach in the Sefer and Rambam, he answers Tosfos' kasha, and he says that the reason why you have to come on to the new reasons is because the reason of that it's not nimshach achapsila yofa. So that's a chash shema yata. You might come to adjust this candle because it doesn't light well. It doesn't get absorbed well into the wick. So shema yata, and then you chai because of havara. But that reason would only be applicable to Shabbos. Mashenken yontev havara is muta. So you have to come up to the other reasons of shema yechaba. And shema yechaba is taka osan yontev too. Only havara is muta on yontev. Shema yechaba, so you have to come up to the reason of shema yistapek of mneshu of, which is a maisa kibui too. Another nafkamina could be that chash of shema yata is if this is the only candle and you need it to utilize, to read, to use, so you might be mata. But if you have an additional candle besides this, then there's no chashash of shema yata. Mashenken, the reason of shema of yistapek, or the reason of
because it's a Recha Noidef, so we have a Isef Kibui, even if you have another candle. Or Shema might be off, so then you have a Chashash of Kibui, even if there's another candle. So that'll be in another Afkamina, which brought down in Prima Godim to answer this Kasha of Jesus. So it was her mother-in-law. Davasnila Likalse, she despised her daughter-in-law. Omrele Zil Ikshit Ben Mashcha Dafarsama, go anoint yourself with Mashcha Dafarsama, the shemen of the Tzori, this balsam. Ozlovi Ikshit, she went and she anointed herself with this good fragrance of a falsamon. Ki osas, when she came back to her mother-in-law, Omrele, so the mother-in-law told her, Zil Itli Shago, do me a favor, light a candle, light a nair. Ozlo atle shagish lit a candle in pechbo noyre vachalte. So a spark, since we said that the tzori is off, so it sparked and it caught onto her shemen afarsamon, which was, she anointed herself with the shemen afarsamon, and she was nisraf, this daughter-in-law was nisraf, she was burnt alive. The Gemara brings this story to show us that the shemen afarsamon, which is the tzori, is off, and it ignites, and it lights very well. And that's what happened with this story with the mother-in-law and the daughter-in-law. Zog die Gemara, the following pasuk in Yirmiyah, which describes by the Churban Beis HaMikdash, by Golus of Nebuzraddan, even though he exiled Gans Klal Yisrael, but he left over there, Umidali Sa'oretz Hishir Nebuzraddan Rav Tabochim, from the Dalu Sa'oretz, from the low, demeaning jobs, he left over from Klal Yisrael, even though Nebuzraddan was Rav Tabochim, who was the butcher, he left over Lekormim Uliyogvim, part of Klal Yisrael. He left them over, the Karmim and the Yogvim. What was the purpose of leaving them over? Because he utilized them for himself. He wanted them to do for him different things that they had special, unique ways of doing, and he needed them. For instance, Zog the Mogha, Karmim, Toni Rav Yosef, Elo Malakti Afar Samon, Mein Gedi Vad Ramso. They were the Malakit of Afar Samon, of this Afarsamon, which says Mishchad Afarsamon is the story from Ein Gedi until Ramso. And Yoigvim Elu Tzayodi Chalozoin, they're the ones that were Soichad the Chilozin, from the Chilozin that we take out the Tcheles. Why? And why did he need them? Explains Rashi, because he needed them for the Big Day Malchus. He wore Tcheles, Agomen, he wore Tcheles on his clothing. So he wanted them for this unique profession that they had to be able to utilize their talents. So these are the tzayodi chalozen that are found misulomis shel tzur, from the sulomis, from the elevated areas in tzur, at Haifa, all the way until Haifa. Zogt mal weiter, Tana Rabbanan, emadikim betevel tomei. You're not allowed to use on Shabbos tevel tomei. Oil that's tevel, that truma wasn't taken off, and it's also tomei b'choil. You're not allowed to use it even in the weekday. Ve'en tzach lo'ime b'Shabbos. And kolshken on Shabbos, you can't. And likewise, the Bible says, e'ma lik b'neft lovin b'choil. You can't use neft lovin in choil. Ve'en tzach lo'ime b'Shabbos. And for sure, you can't use it on Shabbos. Now the Gemara explains, bishlomo, I understand why neft lovin you can't use, because m'nei shu off. Since it sparks and it ignites the home, so I understand why you can't use it. Aval tevel tomei my timer. Why can't you use tevel tomei? Zok di gemara o makro. It says in the posik by matnas truma that you give to the kahanim. It says vani enis hineno sati luchas mishmeres truma isai. The Torah calls it truma isalosh and rabim b'shtei trumas akosu medaber. The kohen receives two types of trumas. Achas truma tahira, he receives truma tahira that he can eat. V'achas truma tameya, that he can't eat truma tameya, but he could benefit from it by using it as lahadlika techas tafshiloi. You want to use it as firewood. You can use the truma for benefits that are hanor shel kilui, which is not as long as you don't eat it. But we compare the two trumas. Ma truma tahira, just like when it comes to the truma that's eaten by the koyin. Ein l'chaba el mishasa roma ve'elach. From when could the koyin eat it? Only after the truma, the actual tithe, was separated, when a truma was removed, that's when he gets it. But before the ma'aser truma, then it's considered tevel for the koyin, and the koyin can't eat it. So after truma tameya, so to likewise truma tameya, that's given to the koyin only to benefit from, ein l'chabala b'shas ha'roma ve'elach, it's only mutter when it's b'shas ha'roma ve'elach. After the truma was removed, true it's tomei, so he can't eat it, he can only be nana from it, but it's only b'shas ha'roma ve'elach. Ma she'en kein, before the ha'roma, when it's tevel, then it's osur bahano even for the koyin. The het of ano only starts mishas ha'roma ve'elach. So Mamela, you can't be madlik shemen of tevel tomei because it's osa bahano. Tevel is osa bahano, at least the hanoshal kilui, of destroying it, of benefiting it from the light, or if you want to use it for Ner Shabbos, whatever he wants to do, it can only be when it's not tevel. It could be tomei. You're allowed to be nana from truma tomeya, but it can't be tevel tomei because it only be mishas hagoma ve'elach after the truma was removed. That's when he can eat. So likewise, after the truma was removed, that's when he can be nana from the truma tomeya, but not when it's still in the status of tevel tomei. Tevel tomei is before the ma'isa aroma, so he can't be nana from it. Now Rashi, the answer to the sugi, Rashi says, "Eim adlikim betevel tomei." You're not allowed to be madlik tevel tomei, because can be tohar. For sure, you can't be madlik tevel that's tohar. When the tevel is tohar. Zok Tei says, "Eim adlikim betevel tomei pirus bekundus v'kol shekain betevel tohar ve'ei nira." It's not a kol shekain. The mehecha teisa, it's a kol shekain. Eluha din betevel tohar. We learn out one from another. The afinon tevel tohar mi tevel tomei. We learn one from another. Ma tevel tomei, just like tevel tomei, ein lecho b'mishum ano shel kilui ela me'roma ve'elech. Only after the truma you can be nana. Av tevel tohar, it's the same din, but it's not a kol shekain. Aval hano she'ena shel kilui. Zok Tei says, let's say being nana from the tevel, if it's not a hano that's destructive, if you want to use it as a pillow or to hold up something, that's shari. We don't find tevel being osab hano. Yes, you can only be nana from the truma da achila after the aroma, and you can only be nana from the tevel from the truma tmeya after the aroma. But being nana from tevel before the aroma, hano shel kilui is taka osa. You're not allowed to be nana before the ma'isa aroma. But if it's not a hanoshal kilui, we don't find such places that you can be nana. The loy mitzinu b'shumokim she'e tevel osa b'ano, u'moche namal yalfinon, koyin she'soch ha'porim yisrole yechlein ha'kashin etruma, the hanoshal kilui yasura. To feed the Yisrael's para, if you're the renter is a koyin, you can't feed kashin etruma. But that's again, it's hanoshal kilui. It's being feeding him truma. You're allowed to use truma as an erev. So we see a lot of banana as long as it's not a hano shel kilui. So hano that's not shel kilui, Zok Tei says, is taka muta even for Yisrael to be nana from tevel. Now the motchin, so Tei says that you're allowed to feed soich parmi Yisrael, you're not allowed to be meichel kashine truma, because that's hano shel kilui. The Rashi learns that it's a kol shekain, meaning eim adlikim betevel tomei and kol shekain betevel tar, and Tosfos says not a kol shekain. So Rachonim want to say that the reason why Rashi learned the kol shekain is because we learn the whole yesod over here of the issa tevel tomei is because be'etzem the zechiv nesina truma lekoyin. So because it's a zechiv nesina truma lekoyin, so kol shekain by tevel tar is a zechiv nesina of truma tahera to a koyin. Mashiach and Tosfos learns it's not because of the zechiv nesina shaboy. We're talking about tevel tomei. So it's not because of the Chiv Nesina, so then there's no Kol Shekain on Tevel Tor. Now, Tosfos over here says the reason why he can't be Meichel Kashine Truma if a Koyin was Seicha Parah Yisrael is because it's Hanoh Shel Kilui. So that's Shitas Tosfos over here. The Motcha in Yevomis brings the Shitas Ben Yoker that the reason why it's Osa is because the Yisrael now is being nana from the Gufa Parah because of the Pitum, the fact that it became a fatter Parah. So Amela, now when he shechts it, he's being nana Gufa from the fact that he was Mefatimit, that he gave him to eat. Zog demar Gufa Reb Shimon Lozor Oyme Emalikin, B'tzori, you can't use Tzori for Ner Shabbos. V'cheno Reb Shimon Lozor Oyme, meaning, the reason why you can't use Tzori for Ner Shabbos, because Tzori Eina L'Sraf Me'atziak Taf, the Tzori is the sraf from the atziak taf. It's not the shemen that comes from the fruit itself, but rather it comes from the bark. So it's like the zephyr, so to speak. So it doesn't light well, it doesn't absorb well into the psila. That's how Rashi explains over here in the two lishnas. So Rashi, it doesn't come from the fruit itself, it comes from the eights. And it's not nimshach after the psila. And that was Tosfos Kashi before. That should be the reason why you can't light tzori. Because it's not nimshach. What if it comes to the reason of mistapik or af? But Rashi says, Elishna achrina, v'chene Reb Shimon Loza oima, laf tamil l'milsi yoiv, ala hochi koma, v'oido yoima, dover achab tzori, stam, another statement about tzori. But the reason is because of af and mistapik, not because it's any nimshach achab psila yofa. Zog di gemara, Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, kol yoytzim in the eitz, eim adlikim boy. Anything that comes from the eitz, not from the pre, from the eight itself, you're not madlik on Shabbos. Rabbi Shmuel ben Broika oimer, a madlikin elo yoytze min apri. You only light something that's yoytze from the pre, not something that doesn't come from a fruit, or let's say from the inner, the shemen of a dag, or anything that doesn't come from a fruit, but rather from the tree, you cannot utilize for shemen. So Rabbi Shmuel's statement is that a madlikin, now, it doesn't say Ela Pishtan, that like we say in the Mishnah, Zok Teisvis, Hodoloi Katani Ela Pishtan, Rabbi Shmuel says, Kol Yoytzim Me'eitzim Adlikin. It has to be Yoytzim Me'apri. Why does it not say Ela Pishtan? Pishtan could yes be used, because it's even though it's Yoytzim Me'eitz. Could Katani Mastisin, Zok Teisvis is a gewaltige difference. Mishun Mastisin Agab Psulei Psilois. The Mishnah is talking about the Psulim of Psilois of wicks. And by wicks, there's an exception to the rule. The pishtun could be used for wicks. Here we're talking about the psul of shmanim, of oils. And oils cannot be used if it's not yoytzim and apri. Yoytzim and eitz cannot be used. Even pishtun cannot be used as a shaman. Then Toi says another kasha on the sheet of Rabbi Shmuel alein. Kasha l'rashba. Rabbi Shmuel that says in the Mishnah, e malik can be itron. Why? Because of Kvod Shabbos. But it means the problem is only you might leave because of the smell. Is mashma that is nimshach hapsila? It lights well. Just exeri, you might leave the room because of the smell. And over here we're saying kol yoytzim in eitz and nimshach. Anything that doesn't come from the fruit, but rather from the tree itself, is not nimshach hapsila. So we and itron is yoytzim in eitzu. It's psul to the zifta. So why do you have to come on to the reason of shema yetze? Say it because it's not nimshach hapsila yofa. Reb Tarfin says you can only use shemen zayis. I mean, that's the lechatchila dikas shemen that Shulchan Aruch Taka Paskins is the one that lights the best, the one that's the best flame, and it doesn't flicker at all. So Reb Yechem Benuri said, if according to Reb Tarfin, you can only use shemen zayis, so mayaso anshe bovel she'en lehem, anshe bovel do not have shemen zayis. Ela shemen shum shemim, all they have is sesame seed oil. Umayaso anshe modai she'en lehem ela shemen egoizim, all they have is walnut oil. Umayaso anshe alexander she'en lehem ela shemen tznoinus, all they have is radish oil. Umayaso anshe kaputkia she'en lehem loikach veloikach, they neither have shemen zayis, or they have any other fruits shemen, like sesame seeds or walnut oil. Ela neft, all they have is neft. So you're not going to light near Shabbos at all? So the truth is, the Prima Godim says that by the Gemara Chashash before of that Shema, a person might come to leave the room. He says, if that's the only thing you have, then ain't Sofik Moitzimid Vadai, and you can use it. Because not lighting at all, you're for sure not going to be in the room. It's for sure going to be in the dark. Mashenk and lighting it, it's only a Chashash of Shema. So ain't sofik moitz minevadai, and you should be able to use it. So you have to understand this Gemara. This Gemara is saying clearly, mayasu. It doesn't say they should light it because they have nothing else. Faket, the Beis Levi brings a raya from this Gemara. We see clearly that if you have nothing else, vaiti, you shouldn't use it. Because otherwise, what's the Gemara's whole kasha of mayasu anshe kaputkia? They don't have. If they don't have, then you should be able to use it. It's because it's ain't sofik moitz minevadai. So we see that if you only have one thing, you still can't use it. And that's the Gemara's whole kasha, mayasu. The Slavi is ala Torah in the sugis of Chanukah. So zok the Gemara, Ella must be ein lecha Ella masha os omru chachomim ein madlikin. The only thing you can't use is only the ones that are mentioned in the Mishnah that you can't use. But other shmanim you could use, and that's the anshe kaputkia and the anshe Alexandria and the anshe Bovel are able to use these type of shmanim because this is all they have. Zok the Gemara, umadlikim b'shemen dagim. An additional shemen that can be used is the shemen of the dagim. Now, even though we said chelev, the fats are forbidden, but shemen dagim is muta. Even though it's not yoytzim in apri, but it's muta. And likewise, ube itron. Even though it's likewise itron, we said is psol to the zifta. So still, you're allowed to use it. And like Rashi says, that's a chiddush in itron. Afagav the mizefes kosi. And by Madlikim B'Shem and Dogim, the Chiddush is, Afakav the Domi L'Chelev, V'Heni Yoytzim Pri, still you're allowed to use it even though it's not a Pri and it's Domi L'Chelev. Zok the Mavayt Reb Shimon Shizuri Yoymer, Madlikin B'Shem Pekuois, you're allowed to use Shemen of Pekuois. Pekuois is squash, the last Midboris we said before in Rashi. Uveneft,
And you're also allowed to use neft. These are the ones you're allowed to use. So some Rishonim want to explain the Pshimish Azuri statement of Madlikim Meshema Pakuis of neft means only these and not others. And that's why he's coming to be Moisif on the previous statement. Because if he's saying that these are not Lafuke others, so then what's this Chiddush? We just said a second ago that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said all the Shmanim are mutter as long as it wasn't forbidden by the Chachomim. So Elamai Zokter Ritshva, that he's coming to say only these two, and he's coming to be memayit what Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said before.
What's Rav Shimon Zuri come to be Moisif? Rav Shimon Zuri. Rav Yechon said you're allowed to be Madlik as long as the Chomim didn't answer it. Could it come in El Mash Omer Chachomim? A Madlikin. Mashma Dafka Hanu, Aval Shem Pakuis Veneft, Machshir. So it's Mashma that Shem Pakuis and Neft is also Machshir. So what's Rav Shimon Zuri being Moisif more? Voi, the Neft Machshir behead you, Rav Yechon. It's a different type of neft. Because so Tosis wants to be gorus. A madlikin in the Shemesh Azuri. A madlikin in Shemen Pekuyis of a neft. So then he's coming to argue Taka. The Ritva says that he's coming to say only these two you can be madlik. Not like Rabbi Yechem and Nuri that said you're allowed to be madlik. All the other ones that are not asked by the Chachomim.
Zokt Gemara another shita sumchas oimer kol ayoytzim in abosar, anything that comes out of the meat of an animal, the chelev, a madlikim boy elo b'shemen dogim, the only meat, so to speak, the shemen that comes out of an animal is only from the fish, shemen of the dogim, that even though it's not from a pri, it's from the bosar, it's madlikim boy. Zokt Gemara sumchas haynu tanikama, meaning Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said that only the ones chom asid are osa. And chelev we know is osa, so he doesn't aser shem and dagim. Shem and dagim is mutter. So that's what we're saying right now. Sumcha says kol yoytz min abosar ein madlikin ela shem and dagim. So Sumcha's haynu tanikama. Sumcha's the same saying the same thing as tanikama. Zogmor ikvenayu de Rav Broino omar Rav veloy misaima. Rav Broino omar Rav said that when you have a psul shemen together with good shemen, since you have a meurav with it good, so it's mutter. So over here, one of them, either Sumchas or Tanakama, holds that you're allowed to have the good with the bad together. So there's a big machlokes we're showing over here what that means. Zok Rashi, Ika Benayir de Rabuna, Zok Rashi, it means that the Tzorech Lasse Latecha Shemen Kolshu, according to Rabuna, you have to have good oil together with the bad oil. Inami, the Achshe Chele Muhutach B'Taroive Shemen Kolshu, so you have Chelev muhutach with tarovis of good shemen. So chad manach tanoi sovel l'rabuni holds of rabuna the chelev nita b'tarovis. That chelev is mutter with tarovis. Aval shemen dogim afilu be'enei. But shemen dogim is mutter even without any tarovis. V'chad sovar shemen dogim are de tarovis. Shemen dogim is taka mutter only al de tarovis with the good shemen with it. Aval chelev klalu klaloi. But chelev can't be used at all. So Rashi over here has two pshotim. One of them holds that chelev is mutter b'tagoyves, chelev muhutach. And the other one holds that only shemen and shemen dogim is be'ena mutter, it doesn't need tagoyves. And the other holds shemen dogim needs tagoyves. And chelev is also at all, even with tagoyves, is not going to help. On that, Tosfos says, Akash, and Divamasa Ilke Benayu, the first word line, V'hasha tavaya lo savi b'kula milsik abuna. So none of them hold like Rav Buna in total, because Rav Buna holds that Tarevis always helps. Rav Buna holds Tarevis helps by Chelev and helps by Shemen Dogim. Here we're saying that one of them holds that Dogim is works Be'ena and Chelev works Tarevis, and the other one holds that Chelev doesn't help at all, even with Tarevis, and only Dogim it helps with Tarevis. But nobody holds like Rav Buna that totally says that Tarevis always helps. Zok Tesis v'hashtavai l'savi b'kulu milsik rabuna v'lamashma hachi u'v'kuntet doch l'fi pirush shepirush masis in the shemen dogim hane kirve dogim. Rashi had to say this because Rashi learned shemen dogim is kirve dogim. Zok Tesis nupshat, the shemen dogim we're talking about over here is talking about not the shemen of the dag of the innards, but rather the shemen that comes from the eye of the fish. And that's why it works, be'ena. Because that's not the regular shemen that's similar to chelev. The shemen dogim hainu shemen shebo me'enoi shel dag. And that's the thing that works, be'ena. Even according to Rabuna, because you don't need for that, tagoivis.
And Shechem Dagim, he agrees that it's mutter be'enei. So now one of them totally holds a gabuna that Shemen Dagim, which is coming from the eye of the fish, is taka mutter be'enei on its own, because that's not similar to chelev.
We'll stop over here, three lines from the bottom of Chavov Omer Aleph. The next sugya, Tanir Reb Shimon Loza Oymer, Kali Yoytzim in the Eitz, is a sugya of Tumah and the Goyim with the din of Sholosh al Sholosh.